Jesse joins us now from Denver, where he is the chief of the security detail tonight at Invesco Field. Hi, Jesse.
Well, how my two favorite talk radio personalities doing?
We're doing great.
Well, we're doing great. We're a little worried about you because you're very old, and this is a huge undertaking. I'm not sure how you got this job.
I prefer to say that I'm 86 years young.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
That's the way
right.
you look at it.
Sure enough. What was the question?
How did you get a big job like this?
Well, I just applied on monster.com and got the job because, you know, Democrats are very sensitive to any sort of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so they didn't want to be accused of age discrimination. So that's why they hired me, and I am the personal protector of Barack Hussein Obama.
Wow.
That's you, huh?
That's me. And security here is tighter than a virgin's purse strings who likes to save money.
Yeah. Well, how has your week been up there in Denver?
Well, Jubb, it's been very interesting. I've seen all types of celebrities up here.
Yeah.
And, I saw a Tara Reid nip slip last night. That was,
oh, gosh.
That was good. And Jessica Alba gave me a kiss right on my cheek.
Wow, that's great.
And I felt a stirring in my loins for the first time in two decades. some young gentleman with named Bon Jovial is performing with his electric twanger tonight.
It's Bon Jovi.
So he has been here, and we had a medical scare with him last night. I had to dial on the telephone the emergency medical technicians.
For what?
Well, they pumped 5 gallons out of his stomach.
Okay.
Of what?
Tough deal, pal.
Yeah. That may just be one of those rock and roll rumors that you want to ignore.
I've already gotten in trouble with the Barack campaign because I had an unfortunate incident with Mr. Biden.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, I thought someone had thrown a skunk onto Mr. Biden's head last night, and I jumped on trying to pry it off, and he kept yelling, "What are you doing to my hair?" I was having flashbacks to the time I thought a chinchilla had jumped on Mark Cuban's hair.
Oh, you upset a potential vice president. That's not good.
What's that now?
Never mind.
Okay. I saw Hillary Clinton do something interesting before her speech the other night.
What's that?
Stuffed a tube sock down a pantsuit.
Before she went out and made her speech?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Very odd.
Excuse me, but Barack Hussein Obama is a very nice gentleman, and he has treated me well.
Well, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And George, I received your email, and no, we're not going to play the theme to the Jeffersons when Barack takes the stage.
I did not send you any such email. That's ridiculous.
I was in the dressing room a few minutes ago, and I found a copy of Barack Hussein Obama's speech.
He did.
You got a copy of his speech.
I did. It appears to be a first draft written in his own handwriting.
Hmm.
So
can you tell
before the speechwriters get a hold of it and everything. So I think this one will be worth quite a lot of money on eBay or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell us a little bit about the speech?
I suppose I can read it if I let me get my readers on.
All right.
See if I can. Okay, I pulled them out of my pocket, and I have them on the end of my nose.
All right.
Let's see. My fellow Americans, hope is on the way. Hope is change, and changey hope, hope. Go Democrats, hope, hope, hope.
That's it?
And that's all he has written.
Wow.
We're gonna expand on that a little bit.
A little thin.
Maybe his helpers will add some more to it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll look for you tonight when we watch the speech. I guess you'll be in the background up there in Denver. We'll try to see if you're on TV.
Please do that, and I'll be wearing my security jacket over my John Elway jersey.
Oh, you're a Broncos fan, huh?
Well, I'm in Denver, and so, you know, they always give you, you know, a jersey, and I'm wearing a John Elway jersey.
There you go.
Okay.
Good
all
for
right,
you.
And you fellas, y'all take care of yourselves now.
All right.
We'll see you,
okay.
Jesse.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Here's Jesse from Denver.
I'm still here.
You can go ahead and hang
up. Phone.
Okay, now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Jesse from Denver. Helping on the security force for the Democratic National Convention.